Boston by 10. Exactly 2:58 now to go in the first half. Horford at the mid block. Pounding, turning on Young, flips it with the right hand and scores, and the Celtics are rolling.
Nice strong move, bodies flying everywhere. That's what you want to see from your big fella, Big Al.
17-4 is the Boston run. They lead by 12, their largest lead, 52-40. On their way to a 20-point win that all but seals home court advantage in the opening round of the playoffs. Al Horford joining us from the floor at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. I got to tell you, at the start of this game, Al, Leon Poe sitting next to me, and he's looking down at how physical this game was with the officials letting everything go, and he was salivating. He wanted to be out there with you so bad.
I loved it. I loved it. It really felt like a playoff-type game, the game that Leon likes to play. I remember going against him just like that. So it was a lot of fun. This was a fun environment tonight.
This was really, in many ways, the dream scenario of having you guys all healthy. You know, we talked about it all year. Well, if they can only get healthy, if everybody can get back, if Gordon can be comfortable, and without jinxing anything, it almost seems that all the things we talked about are starting to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that as a group, we're starting to understand how we need to play. We understand that the level of focus that we need to have, especially on the defensive end, and that's good to see.
Hey, Big Al, Leon here.
Leon, what's good?
Man, ain't nothing. Hey, y'all put forth a great effort. What are you seeing from your team that you think you might need to work on going into the playoff part? You think you might have it all together right now?
We just need to continue to be really good in the half-court defense. I'm really trying to take away, those curls to the basket. I continue to be solid in pick and roll. And then on offense, the key is to keep this type of pace going. I feel like we're getting really good shots. You know, we're not taking bad shots. I felt like our shot selection was as good as it's been all year tonight.
What is it like to watch Gordon with your eyes from the player he was, the man he was, the uncertainty he was dealing with at the start of this year, to see what he is now able to do?
I'm just happy for Gordon. It feels good to just see him, you know, starting to get back to himself. You know, I think that, it was tough for him. People didn't understand everything he had to go through to get to this point. But I tell you what, Gordon, since day one, he's just continued to work and work and work hard, and it's starting to pay off.
Can you get Leon some workouts with you? Because he wants to bang. He wants to get down there.
I almost ran on the court, Big
Al.
Yeah,
we need any help we can get.
Al, we'll see you on the plane.
Thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.